According to Sheppard University professor Sylvia Sherbert, the anthology's senior managing editor, the newest volume will feature work from Frank X. Walker. Walker is a poet laureate from Kentucky who coined the term Afrolatcha with the purpose of embracing the region's multicultural influences. Walker came up with Afrolatcha years ago when he didn't know how to describe a Southern Appalachian writer who was African American.
It's a great term and a great phrase, and it certainly is very descriptive, and Frank deserves a lot of credit for, I think, through that word, showing how diverse Appalachia is.
In addition to Walker's work, the anthology is also a venue for new writers of poetry, fiction, and more. Writers from across the country submit to the publication. While the anthology is mostly regional to Appalachia, Sherbert says the pieces within the publication can appeal to a variety of readers.
All good writing does have a universal quality as well, and certainly writers like Ron Rash and Silas House and Frank X. Walker, they're appealing across races, they're appealing across regions, and they're giving us something that is really uniquely universal too.
The Anthology of Appalachian Writers comes from the Appalachian Heritage Program that was first developed by Sheppard University's English Department in 1998. Along with the anthology, the program hosts an annual West Virginia fiction competition, which is judged by the Appalachian Writer-in-Residence. Next year's Writer-in-Residence will be Homer Hickam. Hickam was born in Colwood, West Virginia, and is the author of novels such as the Rocket Boys trilogy. Sherbert says the program is excited to be able to host Hickam as Writer-in-Residence.
Homer Hickam has been for a long time on our short list. He is, for West Virginians, he is an immensely beloved writer. He is a writer that, though he doesn't live in West Virginia anymore, he really has captured the essence of West Virginians. He's been able to give us a portrait of the coal towns that are disappearing, and so he's really valuable in so many ways.
The Anthology of Appalachian Writers is supported by the West Virginia Center for the Book, which is hosted by the West Virginia Library Commission and Humanities Council. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Chelsea DeMello in Shepherdstown.